Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Monday, the 17th of May, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can go to our webpage at KCNR1460.com. And hop into our chat room. Jared is there at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Or as we call you, Zulu. Zulu.
Zulu.
No, it's Zulu. I meant Zulu.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and what special day is this?
Cherry Cobbler Day.
Cherry Cobbler Day! And Linda.
I'm afraid we may not imbibe.
The beautiful Linda.
Or what would we say, partake. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, no. Don't you love it when somebody starts with, yeah, no. Okay, where are we? What does that mean? Okay, move forward. Thank you, Jared. Great to have you at the helm. Good morning, everybody. 7:06. A beautiful day outside. It's the 17th of May, like Carl said. Here we are. We're going to do a little synopsis of what happened for both of us over the weekend and share with you. Can't wait to tell you about some of the events. It's going to be 87 today with overnight lows of 55. Tomorrow calls for 84. Clear skies throughout the week, folks. Wednesday will be 77, Thursday 73, and a Friday 74. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-37-93. And when we did the forecast last week, and they said scattered showers.
Possible. Thunder showers.
Thank God we took our rain ponchos because we went to the rodeo. By the way, you want to just talk about how fabulous it was?
Well, let's start with Friday with the pancake breakfast.
Right.
Absolutely. It was up at the Civic Auditorium.
Right.
Out there in the parking lot. Very well, they had to have more room to spread the tables out, which they did.
Right.
But there were still thousands of people that went through.
Right.
We were there and from 7 to 9, and the amount of people that, I don't know, maybe it's because it was spread out so much that you didn't see as many people like we usually do.
No, because we were at the very end. We were on Media Row, like Carl said. Yeah. We're at the very end. Right, you know, close to where you come in, you drive in, and then you kind of scatter out to the main parking lot over there at the Civic. But, we miss downtown, and I know that a lot of people probably feel the same way in the sense that, you know, it's kind of like you've got the spider vein with the heart of,
spider web.
Like spider legs is what I'm saying. And at the, in the center, you've got, the Cowboys right there. You can see everything kind of at the corner. Yeah. And, so where we were, I mean, there were several tables, I'm sure, way throughout the entire parking lot.
What it was is, I think everybody agreed though, we missed Roaring Gulch.
We missed Roaring Gulch.
We missed Roaring Gulch. Everybody said that. You know, it was great to do this. It was great to get everybody out there. And if you were, as we pointed out on the radio, during the remote out there, if you needed to wear a mask, you could absolutely wear a mask, but nobody else was. So.
Well, there were a few. I saw scattered people.
Scattered.
Yeah.
But I think everybody agreed is there's something about Roaring Gulch when you can put people in there, and that's why you seem like you see more people because it was spread out so much. It was still thousands of people going through
there. And if you were attending the pancake breakfast for the very first time, you don't know what it was in the past. And so what we've missed through this last incredible shutdown of a year and a half almost is tradition. And tradition is so important. Let's go to the rodeo. Was it the most unbelievable Friday night and Saturday night we went to the rodeo? Let's talk about the Marines.
Well, the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, it's been here now for like 9 years, maybe longer.
And as senior ranking officer, I will just say I'm gonna shout accolades for you. And I know you don't want me to do this, but I'm gonna say it: is that a senior ranking officer has to sign off for the Marines to come through. So Carl, every year they have to go through paperwork with headquarters, wherever that is, and sign for them. And then Gordon Bach.
Bach.
Okay, Gordon. I always call him Bach.
I know. Gordon Baugh, it's like every good officer is good because he's got great staff and COs working for him and NCOs and Marines. So,
and
getting them here is the smallest part of the whole thing. And then Gordon takes over and he greets them when they come in. He makes sure they're settled and he sets up events for them. And the Marines absolutely had a wonderful time. They always do. And in fact, this year, after last year, I got a phone call from a staff sergeant down in Barstow and said, "Y'all having your rodeo this year?" And I went, "Yes, we are." And there was kind of a pause. And I said, "Do y'all like to come?" And he goes, "Yes, sir," because they really like it here, because they like Reading, and they can't believe their comments about the crowds on Friday and Saturday. Mm. They just said, you know, we go to events that are a lot larger than this, 16,000 people, and I just, but nobody shows the enthusiasm and the applause and everything as people do in Reading.
And we're very patriotic up here.
We got them out on the river with the sheriff's patrol. They went on ride-alongs on Saturday,
right.
They all had a great time. Which is great because, you know, I'm always trying to recruit, and all these Marines are at, you know, they're getting ready. They've done their 6-7 years, and they're getting ready to move on with their lives. And I always say, you know, you got to think about law enforcement up here in Shasta County, City of Reading. They're always looking for some good people. So you like to put that little
right
in their heads.
Right.
So.
Well, so that was really wonderful. And they are the only mounted color guard that Marine Corps they draw their swords.
Well,
and that was the first time that we've had Marines here that do in my time seeing a sword
salute. But they're the only mounted color guard in all of the Department of Defense. The last one left is the Marine Corps.
So what then, may I ask, do they have to have a special, like, okay, you get to draw the sword? I mean, because
They take turns.
Because they never had it in the last six groups that have been here.
No, they didn't do it before. They just started, I think, this year.
Okay.
And they do a sword, a sword salute.
Well, I can tell you on Friday night, we were sitting, you know, Carl and I, it was date night for us, and we sat in the flats. We got there at 5 o'clock. Okay, the rodeo doesn't start till 7. The seats were different this year, and I didn't really understand that because I don't want to use the word hook up, but go over and see our friends that were sitting in. I kept saying, "What's your seat number? What's your seat number?" Anyway, we were in the flats. We were going to go over there to the other side so we could all take pictures and do this, like, you know, memory of rodeo. And we sat in rodeo flats, got there. We wanted to have a seat right there on the railing, right when they come out, you know, right there. I called it a chute,
alley.
But
it
wouldn't be called a chute. I guess
alley. The chute is where they come out, where
the flag girls and the Marines come out.
Yeah.
And we talked to the guy who was doing the camera work, and he was from Idaho, and he travels all over doing rodeos and events, and he's been working with the same team for 10 years. Then we talk with a guy who, and I wish I knew his name, folks, he's the announcer on the horse. There are two guys that travel together.
Lane Wood.
Okay. And then, one of the two that do this all the time, they did Red Bluff. And anyway, so we just really enjoyed it. And there it was when they did the prayer, when they prayed, we had this moment. I'm going to talk about it now. It breaks me up. I cried because all that pent up gathering for all of us was just expressed on Friday and Saturday night. It was just beautiful. We felt a sense of pride, a sense of gathering, a sense of, my God, nobody was masked. The place was full. We felt free. We felt like we are Americans. We're going to get through this whole ridiculous diversion, divisiveness. And we were just so happy to be there. And then on Saturday night, we sat in the stands and it rained on us. I mean, rained on us. Thank God we had ponchos. It was pouring rain. And Carl, what did we see? Nobody left. They sat in the rain.
Not everybody. I mean, not everybody stayed. But it was very crowded, and the drink lines never once got down below probably, I don't know, 50, 60 people. But they moved through their free course.
I have to laugh because, you know, girls that have weaves, hair weaves, they sat out there in the rain. You could see their weaves. Anybody who's listening and knows what I'm talking about, I was just like, this is awesome.
And then afterwards, we got home.
We danced.
But then we got home and we crawled into our sleep number bed.
Yes, we did.
What a segue.
Yeah.
Sleep number beds are having a Memorial Day sale. But do you know why a sleep number bed is so great? For one reason, people with sleep number beds sleep longer during the year. They sleep better. And a good night's sleep helps you recover faster from injuries, exercise, illnesses, and deep sleep decreases anxiety overnight also. Now, Sleep Number has a number of different types of beds. And we have the adjustable bed. They call it the smart bed, the smart IQ bed. And what it does is it adjusts to you as you move during the night. We really like it. But they have all different kinds of beds at different prices. And it's just, they are just spectacular. My sleep number setting in our new bed is 45. Linda's sleep number
setting. My sleep number setting is 35. And I like the fact that, after getting off our feet yesterday, it was nice to just be able to lift the bottom part so that my feet were elevated. And, that's what you can do with a smart bed. It's amazing. We have the split top, the M8 going today. It's amazing. We're going to get all kinds of deals right now.
Discover proven quality sleep. During the Memorial Day sale, you can save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Exclusive offers also available for military members. Only at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center or sleepnumber.com. But, of course, you want to go over to the store and talk to them. It's in the Target Shopping Center. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:17 in the morning.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comente. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, We strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College, www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and about 7:21 in the morning here on the 17th of May. SST Oil is bringing us this segment. SST Oil, you know, wants you all to make sure that you have defensible space for the fire season that is upon us. Make sure that you have all of your important papers, documents, medications in one spot so you can pick them up if you have to leave quickly. Nobody wants the fire season, but it's here, and we never can tell where it's going to hit, unfortunately. SST Oil wants you all to be as prepared as possible for that. They are out there in the front lines with our firefighters, making sure they have the fuel they need to fight these fires, including aviation fuel for the choppers and the tankers. They're always looking for good employees, and especially drivers. It's an employee-owned company. They've been here since 1967. They are a great group of people. Give them a call at 241-1167.
Okay, before we get into more events that that kind of coincide with what's happened recently, okay, now listen to this. Can you imagine, because my first job away from home is at Marriott's Great America in San Jose. So a breakdown Saturday on an Arizona roller coaster left 22 people hanging sideways. 2 hours, honey. 20 feet above the ground. There were a lot of kids on there, really terrified, one of the people said, told the local news. Took place on this called the Desert Storm Roller Coaster. The firefighters rescued riders from the stalled coaster using extension ladders and a high-angle belay system. No injuries were reported. Well, physical. I'm wondering, 15 years from now, if we still have these beautiful theme parks, if you're going to ask people if they what happened that transpired in those 2 hours that changed their life forever.
You know, the talking one more, just circling back at the rodeo, the fact that it was so many people there, and was the rodeo any different? I mean, were the events any different? Was it better? No, rodeos, you know what you get with a rodeo. You get your, you get bareback bronx, you get tie down roping, you get saddle bronc, bull riding, barrel racers, the clown in the center there, everybody's, all that is the same. It was just the enthusiasm of people on these 3 days setting new records of attendance. But it was more than that. It was people going out and wearing their cowboy hats for the first time in a year, like most of us do. Now, other people wear cowboy hats all the time. But, you know, it was just this kind of, you could just see people were just happy. Now, you would think that, you know, and the parking, yeah. As you can imagine, people were parking across the, you know, across 44, parking in the cemetery area over there, trying to get in that way. Mm-hmm. And it was spectacular, just spectacular. But I agree with you, Linda. I think it was just a time that people had said, enough. I want to get out and just be free. And they were. When the Marines rode in, they had masks mm-hmm. on. They were probably the only ones I saw wearing a mask and thousands of people. And afterwards, when I saw them, I said, the mask, and they said, yes, sir, that's from the commander-in-chief himself, Mr. Biden, who said, you go out in events like this, you will be masked. So I can truthfully say that after the event and before the event, you didn't see masks. But when they were out there, that was why.
On their ride, when
they were presenting the colors, they had to do that. Okay. You know, you think that when you go out to a park to have a birthday party in a bounce house, everything's going to be okay. Well, and it usually is. What, 99% of the time. Well, yesterday in Enterprise Park, they were having this, and a woman comes up, not to the kids themselves, but close in the area with a machete, and is obviously having problems. And they call the police, and the police come and pick her up, and it turns out she's got a gun hidden in her pants there. And it was taken, you know, there was nobody hurt. But this ties into where I was doing yesterday. I was teaching a CCW class, and I told them I'd mention it today to the students in the class. I never use names in there, but I can say that there were some former Marines. There were people who had not shot hardly at all in the past. There were families coming in, a father, daughter, mom. There are people just learning to take the responsibility, or have taken responsibility of being able to protect themselves. And what happened yesterday is a perfect example. If the woman had turned and had come at the people there with their children, what do you do? How do you protect somebody? Well, nobody ever wants to use a gun. But if you have to use it, if you need to be able to protect yourself in that last 3 minutes, when it's, you know, when it starts happening, are you prepared? Are you prepared to protect yourself and your children from somebody who's like this that may have just come screaming, charging at you? Are you able to protect yourself? Well, and there's the question. And the people that we have in our CCW classes, you know, to a person, are people that want to be able to protect themselves. They're not going out to get into trouble. That's the furthest thing from their mind. Their idea is, I need to protect myself, and I need to learn how to shoot. I need to learn how to store these firearms correctly. I need to know the laws about it. And so I can have a firearm in my house to protect my family and my house, too. A lot of women out there are single now, or their husbands travel.
Knowledge is power.
And knowledge is power. I mean, you went through with a group of your girlfriends here not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea behind it was?
Well, because the personal protection, it always comes down to personal protection and to be able to protect your family. And if you're feeling threatened, we're seeing more and more cases of that. I don't want to be a doomsday girl, but
because no, it doesn't happen all the time. Mm-hmm. But when it does happen, there's not a policeman there. I mean, there can't be a policeman everywhere. you know, you don't, first of all, you don't want to have policemen everywhere, like on your street or outside your house. You don't want that. So, you know, they're there usually to take the report or to finish what started. Anyway. Okay.
Well, the good news is that we've all been watching the news about the tiger on the loose in Houston. Okay, well.
Okay, a quick bring up on that is, last week, a tiger is wandering through an affluent suburb
in Houston.
Neighborhood in yes. Houston. And there's a off-duty sheriff that's there, and he's got a gun out, and he goes, I don't want to shoot this, this tiger. I don't want to shoot this tiger, but this tiger's wandering around by itself.
Yeah.
Just then a guy in a white SUV comes roaring up, grabs the tiger by the collar. It had a collar. Throws him in the back of the car and races home. Well, the police and the, you know, the animal departments come there. They come to the house, and the tiger was gone.
Well, even though India wasn't fully grown, the tiger had already weighed 175 pounds and was extremely powerful, Houston Police Commander Ron Borza said. If he wanted to overcome you, he could have done it instantly. And it's against the law. So in no way or shape or form should you have an animal like that in your house. He can get up to 600 pounds, still had claws, and can do a lot of damage if he decided to do. So he was taken to Cleveland Armory Black Beauty Ranch in...
they found it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. He's found.
Oh, he's found it. Okay.
So it's an animal sanctuary. So... they said we have removed India's collar. He won't. Oh, it's a man. Okay, boy. He won't be treated like a pet anymore. He's been in the wild. He can be in the wild animal. He deserves to be at our human society sanctuary at the ranch. So if you look at the collar, it's this blue diamond collar like you'd have on a cat or a dog.
Well, yeah, because he was a pet, 175-pound tiger.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder how
going to be 600 pounds. How did they get him?
How did they get
How did they get this animal?
Oh, I don't know.
That would be...
Black market.
Yeah, black market.
Yeah. You know what? He probably was... he probably came across the border with some other illegals.
It costs about $10,000 to $20,000 a year, according to this article, to feed one tiger.
Well, not if you let him loose in the suburbs like this guy did. You know, of course, there's no cats or dogs or small horses in the area.
Have a special guest coming up in the next segment.
That's right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani started this business 11 years ago over on Larkspur, and he prides himself on customer service. He prides himself on having everything a shooter will want. He is one of the finest gunsmiths in California. If you need any work done on your guns, he works on appointments here, so if you give him a call at 222-8222, give him a call and come on in. He's always got guns, and he always has ammo. It may not be the exact ammo you're looking for, but then you stay in touch with John and your gun, and he will, because he, just like everybody else, is working extremely hard to get ammo and more firearms. And the only place we buy firearms is from Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. 7:32 in the morning here on the 17th of May. We'll be right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Good morning. Welcome to our morning show. Happy Monday here on KCNR, and happy Monday to you, wherever you are. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl's giving me a bunch of crap over here, telling me that I come in, and I'm just like, what? I go, I come in, I get ready, it's showtime. We're on live. We're like ready to go. It's Monday morning.
You are like that colt that gets out of the stable and comes out like, yeah, and bounces everywhere.
Absolutely.
And then settles back down and ready to go. Okay.
I don't know. It's showtime.
Good morning, everybody. 7:37 in the morning here on the 17th. 63 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Love them. Located a couple different, three different locations, 500 Riverside, 1845 California Street, and 150 East Cypress. You can visit online at bankcornerstone.com. You know, of course, they're completely community-oriented and dedicated to a team of professionals that are going to give you the highest level of community service.
Okay.
Cornerstone Community Bank.
We have a new show debuting here Saturday.
Launching.
Launching at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's Nigel Skeet is here with us. And Nigel is very well known around town and for a variety of reasons. But good morning, Nigel.
Good morning.
All good reasons, by the way. I shouldn't say a variety of reasons. They're all great reasons. And Nigel, give people a catch-up on you and the things that you've done in our community since you've been here. I think we have enough time.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Nigel.
And I think I've known you guys 7-8 years now or something.
Well, any of our gosh, you did my pictures, our pictures, anything that we've done with KCNR, you've been involved with
Rock Stars.
Yeah, you
I
did
think
a great
that was
job.
About the time. So
well, the short version is that I was born in England, grew up in Amsterdam. Moved to LA in 86, spent 25 years in LA, moved up to Reading about 11 and a half years ago now. My daughters were born here, my twin daughters. And so I've been here 11 and a half years and moved up here to raise a family. So had no idea what to expect. But as you know, my history was in entertainment, music, rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Photography.
Back in the 80s, big
Back
hair.
Back in the 80s, big yep. hair.
All the big.
I tried the whole big hair thing, but, you know.
All the big hair acts.
That Aquanet stuff was just
huge. Sucky. Yeah. You were like the roadie photographer with all those guys.
I didn't have that problem in the 80s.
But I loved all the bands. I mean, that was great. I loved all the
rock bands. You were the photographer for a lot of great bands.
I was lucky enough. I did a lot of rock and roll photography, but yeah. I started as a kid. I started as a teenager. I mean, mm-hmm. I was 14 or 15, went to my first concert. That was AC/DC, and I took my camera, and that was it. So just, you know, just like any other kid, when you find something you're into as a teenager, you just roll into it. So as of 17, got my first pictures published, and then
that was it, huh?
That was it. So it was great. So I did all that in L.A., but also a lot of marketing worked with, was a staff photographer for a company called Von Dutch for a while. And then,
definitely know Von Dutch.
Yeah, that was, that was a good one.
Uh huh.
And, and a few others. And then I ended up, also working in LA City Hall with the city attorney's office, doing some of their photography and media. And,
yeah, and you talked about, years ago, I had interviewed you and you talked about that you were like literally down on Skid Row in the LA area doing a lot of like, hard, area photography.
Well, for the city attorney and for the district attorney's office, I put together the trial material for some of the felonies that happen on Skid Row. Mm. So I was putting together the pictures and videos of the homicides and the brutality that mm-hmm. happens on Skid Row, the kidnappings and all the crazy stuff. I mean, that was really zombie-like. So when I moved here, it was kind of funny because I think it's typical of most of Southern California, like Redding, where it's like for most of Southern California, you know, California ends at that San Francisco Sacramento line.
Mm-hmm.
And
isn't it true?
It is true, and we have no there's no concept that there's, you know, 4.5 more hours of California,
and a different kind of mindset,
and let alone what we have up here,
right?
And, you know, there's that agricultural gap, I would say, between Sacramento yeah. and
in the W's, weed,
right,
willows.
But then all of a sudden, it just turns into what
I mean, not weed. I mean Williams and Willows is what I mean. Yeah.
And so, you know, it was just kind of it was a little bit eye opening that I had no idea that this place was even here,
mm-hmm.
and then. But it didn't take me long to realize that there was also kind of like an underselling of what we have here, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about that. You've got a show. You believe in this so much. You've worked very, very hard. You've had different kind of, you know, things that you've taken that your knowledge and your energy and have
made them a success.
Yeah, I made them a success, and so now it kind of culminates where you've are taking. Is it 13 counties, or what are you doing with how many counties?
I tell you what, let's take a break,
yep.
early break, and then you come back and lay it out
about launching your show this coming Saturday.
Okay, and what it's all about.
Yep.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Jeff's been doing this for over, you know, for a couple of decades now. He's been through all the schools he goes through, you know, catch-up schools, what do they call them, supplementary schools, as, you know, each year. Don't fool around with your family safety. Whether it's a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He fixes it correctly. He guarantees his work. He doesn't waste your time. If he sees it and he goes, nope, this has to be, the whole windshield needs to be replaced. Now, he can save so many windshields, and you will not be disappointed. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today for a free consultation, or stop by at 3208 South Market Street. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. 7:44 in the morning, 63 degrees. We'll be right back.
Shasta County, my name is Melody Fowler, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, and in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Spring savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash, next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Here comes old Rose, she's looking mighty fine. Here comes Hot Nan, she's stepping right on time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Your Switzerland of the airwaves or your insurrectionist radio, whatever, you know, it goes different ways. Your adventure radio, your, anyway. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate and Granite. Mike has been in the business for over 16 years now. Mike Hubert, Estate and Granite. It's a veteran-owned business.
Custom design.
And kitchens and
granite.
Working in granite.
He also does fire pits.
Yeah.
Anything that has to do with stone.
Stone, the granite, slate, marble, any of those. He works by appointment only. For a free consultation, give him a call at 241-STONE. Learn more at estategranite.com or just ask for a photo of our kitchen because he did a great job in there several years ago. Estate Granite, a veteran-owned business. Okay, we're here with Nigel Skeet. Nigel, take it.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Good kitchen, by the way, that you guys have. So the whole idea with what I'm doing with California Adventure District is to unify our top 12 counties with regards to like creating an identity for it, right, for our region. because we need that visibility, right? And one of the strongest names in marketing in the world is that word California. Now, we can leave the politics aside for a moment, but just from a branding and marketing standpoint, from a global scale, the word California is in the top 5 or 10 of the world, right, as far as being recognizable. And one of the big things that struck me for our region is that we were not taking advantage of that marketing clout. We were calling ourselves NorCal or some of the other names that you have. And even within California, we may know our own individual counties, right? And so Shasta County is amazing, and Siskiyou County is amazing, and Trinity County is amazing, and Humboldt and all those things. But you could take, if you took any one of those names to, let's say, Australia or Germany or England, no one would know what you're talking about. Hey, come to Shasta County. They wouldn't know.
Right.
But if you take the word California, you can take that anywhere and say, come to California, and they'll know. And it'll instantly.
And a lot of people do. I mean, how much money is spent in California on recreation?
A lot. Well, just the travel-related spending alone is a massive amount of money.
Into the billions.
And so, but what California does out of Sacramento, visit California. California is divided into tourism regions, right? There's 12 to 13 regions, I believe. Bay Area, Los Angeles County, Central Valley, Sierras. And so we are the Cascade Wonderland region, and then on the coast is North Coast, right? And so when I started digging into what our slice of the pie is, shall we say, from a California perspective. And you have to remember that California is the number one tourist destination in the United States. It's number one by far. But when you take California and you look at the various regions, our particular region, our seven counties, is at the bottom of the totem pole. We are the worst performing region out of all of California. And the second worst was North Coast. The four counties on the coast.
When you say we're at the bottom, are you saying we're as far as being advertised, as far as sharing with the world what we have to offer?
Visited.
As far as the amount of money coming into this region from travel-related spending.
We are at the bottom of this, all the
California
counties. Okay.
With all the things we have up here.
Right.
Right.
That's scary.
Well, equally scary too is North Coast, because when you go to Del Norte and Humboldt and Mendocino and Lake and all that, it's amazing over there. And so they were second, but within a hair of each other. So it just made sense to combine our regions. And instead of going after the travel-related spending, with individual counties or groups of three or four, why don't we just get together, right, as 12 counties? And so from a slice of pie standpoint, our two regions right now generate 1.7% of the total travel-related spending in California. Now, in 2020, it may be a little different because we actually were in a good spot.
It could be more, or it could be. You're right, because more people did come because we were a little bit, we were more open up here.
The last 2 quarters were.
But 1.7% of all the money that's spent in California on recreation and travel and all that came to the northern counties.
Yes.
That sucks.
And something like, don't quote me on this, but like 24, between 24 and 26% is in the Bay Area alone.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And between the Bay Area and Los Angeles County and Orange County, combined, they're about 60%.
Well, you got Disneyland. That's part of it down there.
You have a lot of high-ticket items. But the point is, they're coming,
mm-hmm.
right? And we're not saying, hey, whilst you're here, why don't you come and spend the weekend up here? Or why don't you come and spend the week up here, right?
We need to show people, and you know what? And I think your plan is coming on just at the right time. Because you've got this, the next generation's coming up. They want to get out. They want to be out in nature. They want to participate in nature and biking and, you know, hiking and all these other things.
Well, social distancing, right?
Well, frankly, I like social distancing.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so when you look at our region combined, so we're calling it the California Adventure District, we have 38,000 square miles of area to play with and a very, very, very low population density. So there's so much open space that people can come up here and go do their thing and not see anybody. I mean, even here, right? So just driving out to, let's say, Burney Falls.
Uh-huh.
So the moment you get onto 44 and you go east, right? How long does it take you before you see nobody? Like
10 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yep.
Right. And so just multiply that by many hours. And
you know, there's books out there, the Northern California Falls. Right. I mean, you could have tours of the Northern California, you know, waterfalls. Right. And, you know, I mean, it's not just Bernie. There's others up there that people would love to come and see.
That's right. So for the first phase really is like this is a 10-year plan by there, 10 to 15-year plan to get us from 1.7% to 5% and then to 10% of the travel aid.
Well, I tell you what, what's the difference between 1.7% and 5% is tens of billions of dollars.
Well, it would have a significant impact.
I may be wrong about that.
On our economic development. I'll get you the exact number
okay.
so you can see it. But just doubling our percentage would have a significant impact on our economic development and on the revenue coming into our region. So even in terms of public safety, right? Some of the things that are mentioned,
mm-hmm.
being able to get those things funded.
Right.
So this is a 10-year plan. So the first phase really is within our 12 counties is just to take stock of what we got. Collectively, right? So collectively, our region has 6 national forests, 4 recreation areas. The coast is 320 miles of you know,
beautiful coastline. Yeah.
And, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of miles of trails and hundreds of lakes and all that.
Okay, we just got a couple minutes left, Nigel. Your plan is, your concept is wonderful, and I know you've gone out and talked to you've talked to a lot of people about this.
Yes. So we have the two main counties are Shasta and Humboldt,
because mm-hmm.
we both have airports,
right?
And both of our air traffic is growing, and I have a great relationship with. The people at B in Humboldt. So one of the things we want to do is definitely strengthen this corridor and the working relationship between Humboldt and Shasta County. And the other idea is to what we want to do is start organizing some events, right? So
uh-huh.
one of the first ones we're going to do survival expeditions. We're going to organize some survival expeditions into the Humboldt
Sasquatch area.
Bigfoot is the big one.
Oh my gosh.
The Bigfoot Expedition.
Camping with Bigfoot Expeditions.
Now, your show that starts Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Very excited for the launch of this show.
Oh yeah. Now, what are we going to talk about that first show?
We're actually going to take stock of what we have collectively, right? And the whole idea with the show is for people to be able to listen in You know, let's say you have friends and family coming to visit, right? Yeah, you can only take them to the Sundial Bridge so many times. So
that's true.
The whole idea is to lay out, to give you ideas for weekends or weeks to spend within Northern California, right, within the California Adventure
that you can drive to, especially drive from this area, drive to, have a great time, and get back.
Right.
Because somebody said, well, a lot of people up here don't like visitors. No. Visitors are good. They come, they spend their money, and they leave.
So I've heard that, right? But what we have to understand is we need visitors here.
That's right.
Visitors create.
It's great for the economy.
And visitors create the industry.
It's time for the zip line. Even though we watched a movie last night that, anyway. That's about zip lines. Oh, no. Anyway, we need things like zip lines. We need trips down the river. We need all types of things. And like you said, this is a 10 to 15 year plan. So,
you know, just consider this. You have so many people coming up I-5 and they stop up here to peeing and,
yes,
and take a lunch break.
Right.
If you could have them spend an extra night or two,
right,
not alone with.
Right.
That right there makes it.
Nigel, launching this weekend, it's California Adventure District Show.
Yep.
There you go. And
8 a.m. Saturday morning.
Okay, we come back. We've got the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's a case that has been closely watched by those on both sides of the abortion issue as it worked its way through the lower courts. Now there's word the Supreme Court will take it up. The High Court will consider a Mississippi law blocking most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
The move was announced in an unsigned order, with justices indicating the dispute would be limited to the major issue of the constitutionality of pre-viability restrictions on elective abortions. The case was brought on appeal by Mississippi Republican Attorney General Lynn Fitch after a federal appeals court sided with the challengers to the state's pre-viability abortion ban.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett says that law, passed in 2018, has been blocked by the lower courts. This case is separate from a fight over laws enacted by Mississippi and other states that would ban most abortions as early as 6 weeks when an unborn child's heartbeat may be detected. The Biden administration says monthly stimulus checks for families with children will start going out this summer.
Starting in July, the IRS will send new child benefits to millions of households. It's part of the coronavirus relief package that became law earlier this year. Each month, qualifying families will receive $300 per child under six and $250 per child older than six. Some lawmakers do not support sending the same amount to working and non-working parents. President Biden is pushing Congress to extend the tax credit for several more years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel's military operation against terrorists in Gaza will continue at full force and will take time. The Prime Minister says Israel wants to levy a heavy price on Hamas. On Wall Street, stocks in the red, the Dow is down 156 points, the S&P off 17, the NASDAQ 66 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over two decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
As coronavirus restrictions are eased across England, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is urging people to remain vigilant and cautious, and there are questions about the timing of the move.
Ministers and senior advisers are concerned because of continued uncertainty about the Indian variant, including how much faster it spreads than the UK variant, which was identified last year and caused a surge in cases. The impact on hospital numbers in communities most affected by the variant will be studied closely this week and next. Officials were preparing anyway to monitor the consequences of today's easing of restrictions in England, Scotland and Wales, the biggest step so far, with people mixing more and case numbers likely to rise.
The BBC's Hugh Pym. A powerful cyclone roaring in the Arabian Sea is moving toward India's western coast, authorities struggling to evacuate hundreds of thousands of people. Townhall.com. Dallas police investigating what they call an especially hideous crime.
Authorities say a man has now been arrested in the slaying of a 4-year-old boy whose body was found lying in the middle of a neighborhood street. Police had received a call from a jogger that there was a child dead in the street. Assistant Police Chief Albert Martinez says it appears the little boy suffered a violent death and that an edged weapon was used. Jason Walker reporting.
A wildfire that's raging near Los Angeles has chased roughly 1,000 people out of their homes. That blaze in Pacific Palisades erupted Friday night. The fire has since grown to more than 1,300 acres with zero containment so far. AT&T will combine its massive media operations with Discovery's Media Group, a $43 billion deal. Again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 167 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 17th of May, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Jared, or as we call him, Zulu, or Sulu, I'll get it right, you know, from start.
Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What other day besides Cherry Cobbler Day?
Well, this one actually wasn't on here because it's just for this year. It's tax day.
Oh, that's right.
You know what? And there's an envelope in my bag that says you have to mail it. And
today.
By the way, I would like to thank Governor Newsom and the state of California for making that decision at the last minute to tax the PPP funds and letting us know a week ago or 10 days ago that we have a huge tax, not we don't, but some people are going to have a huge tax bill.
Well, we have a tax bill now.
But we have a tax bill that we were not expecting.
I mean,
considering we overpaid the state.
Well, the thing is that, and when I heard that, I was a little distraught because of the fact that with the PPP loan, we were able to pay our staff.
Yeah,
we're able to stay
idea.
On the air, yeah. Keep the lights on, because let's face facts, a lot of the businesses that have advertised with us couldn't be open. So why advertise something that's not open? Music, restaurants, certain things. And so the PPP made a lot of sense. But then to come back after here, we're going to help you, but we're going to tax you.
And
is like, what?
Yeah. You know what?
No.
The state of California.
That's a slap in a kiss.
Like I said, we were trying really hard because we actually overpaid this year to the state of California. And that's okay. You know what, Governor Newsom? May your future be bright. May you be on this time next year on a beach in Tahiti without a job.
Man.
Without a job.
All right, let's talk about our weather here and what we're going to have today. It's a beautiful day. Currently 62 degrees in the downtown studios. We're right down here on Market Street. Hope you're having a wonderful Monday, 17th of May. Sunny with a high of 87 today, overnight lows of 55. Tuesday, we have, as we progress throughout this week, we've got beautiful sunny days, 84 on Tuesday. Wednesday calls for 77, clear skies. Thursday, 73, and Friday, 74. As we progress for the weekend, Saturday looks like we have about 81, and Sunday will be 83. Beautiful week. week ahead of us, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Hey, what are we
doing?
Turn
that up a little bit. There you go.
All right. We've got a special.
Tell me when it's too much.
All right.
Down. Good. Hey, it's the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and Susan Wilson. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you brought a special guest.
Yes. I did.
One of our friends, Lynn Fritz.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here. Good to see everybody. All these nice, bright, smiling faces.
Oh, you should be here at 7. Linda is just rambunctious. I mean, it's like she's the colt that gets out.
I'm out of the gate.
She's out and bouncing. And
morning person, obviously.
Oh, I am. I was raised on a ranch, so morning, you didn't have a choice. I was conditioned. So, Lynn.
I can tell also when, on Saturdays, because Linda graciously lets me sleep in.
Thank goodness.
But at a certain point, the door starts opening. And somebody comes walking through the room and then walking out. And
time to get up.
And closing the door and then coming back.
It's passive aggressive, yes.
Yes. And Lynn would know that. Opens the door, opens up drawers.
Lynn, you do.
Sweeps next to the bed. And I'm like this. I'm going, honey, is it time to get up? Oh, only if you want to.
Oh, when we've hired a gardener, and I've already done 4 wheelbarrows of lava rock, it's time for you to get up. All right. So anyway, let's go to Lynn. I want to do a little bit of, everybody is in this North State knows your name. You've been so involved with the community advocating awareness on many, many topics. And let's talk a little bit of, if you share with our listeners right now, in this particular morning show, the people who listen, and there's so many people across the community of all, believe it or not, of all different kinds of, like, cultures, faith.
Political.
Just because I kind of want to hear what's going on, and I think that we try to do the best job that we can to bring on people like yourself and Susan. So can you share with our listeners a little bit about what you do here in the North State?
Well, I'm a licensed marriage family therapist in private practice, and the hat I'm wearing today is I chair the Shasta Interfaith Group. And I also do things like seminars and workshops and kind of a hub for community events and dispensing information. I also, for 10 years, have produced and host an interview program on KFI 90.9 FM community radio called Enjoy Exceptional Living, which is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, the radio station, and myself.
All right. Yes. That sounds great.
And I've been on that show, too.
Absolutely.
And Linda's going to be on there soon.
I know. We don't look at them like we're owners of the station. Uh-uh. We don't look at that like it's a competition, because we are all in the community.
Yes.
And if you are part of the community and you own restaurants, people who own restaurants help out other restaurants. And so we feel like, we're all in this together, and we want to make our community a better place. And so I think you guys are here advocating that this morning, and
absolutely,
we love that.
Absolutely.
And we're here to talk about a special event or just...
A little bit of everything.
Okay. Right.
Yes.
Susan, you always bring in a different guest.
I do.
And I'm always waiting to see who that's going to be, and it's always interesting.
Uh-huh.
And in this case, when you told me Lynn was coming, I thought that was wonderful.
Uh-huh.
So tell people what SCAR is.
So Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect is a nonprofit that really focuses on developing civil discourse about difficult problems. And one of the difficult problems, of course, that we face in this county is culture, racism. I will call it for what it is. There is some racism in this county. And our goal is to educate people about how to look at those things and how to talk about those things. And so I love coming and being on the radio and talking to you about those things, and occasionally some of your folks that call in.
Excellent. Okay, hopefully we have some callers this morning. If you have questions or comments, that's what we are here for. And that would be 605-4567 if you have a question or a comment for our guest this morning.
Well, let's go to an early break here. It's like a minute and a half. And then we can get started. This portion of the show brought to you by
Four Winds Jewelry, located at Hilltop Drive, for all of your jewelry needs. Loose stones, antique jewelry, vintage jewelry, they can do it all. Locally owned. We love them over at Hilltop Drive, 2225. That's Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back after these special messages.
My name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Monday, the 17th of May, 8:17 in the morning, 64 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Later on this week, looks like we might be able to have more rain, which, of course, we need. Yeah, we're all cheering for that. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We saw Judy Maxwell Friday at the Pancake Breakfast, and then she had one of the chuck wagons in the chuck wagon race.
Yes, you can get a
buckle. At the rodeo, and her team won.
Judy,
and
you so, got buckle.
So you're going to have your buckle that says chuck wagon. I don't know what it says, but it's going to be a nice
buckle. I want to see it.
That's right. But besides that, that shows how – that's just just indicates how Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial play such a big part in our community, supporting events, local events, and the people in our community. But if you're looking with all of the stuff that's going on, the stock market up and down, what's going on, prices rising and all this, will your retirement plan do what you want it to do? How about your 401? Want a second opinion on that? Give Judy a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. She's been in this business, both insurance and financial, since 1993, and she's got a great team of professionals there, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we're here with Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and Lynn Fritz, who is here, and we're talking about, you know what, there's so many things we can talk about, but where are we going now, Susan?
Well, I'd like Lynn to explain a little bit about what the Interfaith Group is about and some of the things that they do in the community that are really important to SCAR, for example, in working with people, teaching people about different cultures, about different religions, about different ways of communicating with folks. And then the last thing we want to talk about, not the last thing, but one of the things we want to talk about is a forum that Lynn and I are planning with another one of the SCAR members about bystander, how to deal with issues when you are a bystander. When something comes up and you are a bystander, what can you do? What should you do? What should you think about doing? You know, we don't want people patrolling with guns and leaping into things, but we do want the average person to have some idea about some of the options open. So those are the two things I brought Lynn for, but
okay.
You may have other things
right,
in mind,
well,
and I bet Lynn has other things in mind.
We have Lynn till 10-2 because we know that she's at full practice, so to helping somebody else this morning. Yeah. All right, so shall
Shasta we? Interfaith.
Yeah.
Well, we're an advocacy group, an association. We're not a nonprofit, so sometimes we partner, especially with other nonprofits that are kind of like-minded or have like vision and goals. So the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect are certainly a group that's out there looking at issues and problems in the community and trying to educate, inform, and encourage things that create healthful change. So that's why we like to align with them. But our primary focus as an association, we have 23 different faith communities. We also have different organizations that are aligned with us. A.W. Tozer Seminary from Simpson University, Books That Cross Borders, Euphrates Institute, Local Indians for Education, and Shasta Trinity Tema HIV Food Bank, and Simpson University Spiritual Formation. Those are organizations that partner with us. Even though they're not necessarily faith-based, they align with us. And so our group, we're really about advocacy, networking, promoting acceptance, understanding, and respect, and especially diversity of beliefs, but diversity of all kinds, really. And we advocate for peace and nonviolence, empowerment, and community enrichment. So historically, we've been around since about 1993. It began with many of the older people here that have been here a while in Reading recognize the name of Bill Stagel. He used to be the minister at First United Methodist Church, Father West over All Saints Episcopal Church, and Reverend Heather Hennessy, who was at First Disciples of Christ, which is known as First Christian Church in our community. And they started having lunch together and decided, let's invite some more faith leaders. So we're very diverse. We have Sacred Heart, Our Lady, St. Joe Catholic Church. We have, of course, the Episcopal Church, All Saints. We have Baha'i. A lot of people don't know what Baha'i is. And we have First Church of Christ Scientist. We have the Islamic Center, Mystic Heart Spiritual Center, the Native American Traditions, which I represent, as well as Centers for Spiritual Living, Pilgrim Church, Reading Zen Buddhist Priory, River Oak Sangha, which is a Buddhist group also, Shasta Lake Community United Methodist Church, the Sikh Center in Anderson. It's the beautiful building across from the outlets. St. James Lutheran, Temple Beth Israel, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Unitarian Universalist, and Unity in Reading. So,
doesn't that show what a diverse community?
Absolutely.
Sometimes we don't think of ourselves as having a diverse community, and then you hear something like this and you go, yes, we do.
And that's funny, too, because you hear that Reading is a one-trick pony type of community. Can I say that? And we're not. We have. When I moved here 14 years ago, you could see it back then. And maybe it's because being involved in the military and the veterans, you get to see a lot of different groups. And it, you know, like
and religions
and religions and for us in the veteran community, we all had one thing in common: we were all veterans, even though we had a totally diverse backgrounds of, you know, of religions and race and all this. And in fact, they said, well, you know, there's so many veterans in Shasta County, you know, they could just say who gets elected, you know, if they ever got together. Well, they're never going to get together because we are diverse.
Yes.
We are a snapshot of our communities. So you're not going to see 20,000 of them voting one way ever.
Yeah.
But it is, I think it's interesting to hear how many different groups we have here, albeit maybe some of them smaller than others.
Yes.
However, when you get together, that's very a big powerful. That's a big, powerful word.
Mm-hmm. What's amazing to me, too, we have monthly meetings. We recess in July and August, but monthly meetings. And the most powerful thing is the relationship we've built with each other. And then we think there's great value in our differences because we learn from each other. And it's really, you know, even though sometimes through time people will retire from the group and then they'll send another representative, then we build relationships with that person and their community. So it's really a very powerful thing. And we've hosted a number of things in the community as well.
Man, what would you say? I'm sorry, honey.
No, I was just going to say the big, very big, enlightening thing that you said this morning, Lynn, was 23 faith, what do you want to call it?
Communities.
Communities. Yes. That blows my mind.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because we hear many times it's the reputation is Reading is a white Bible thumping Christian oriented place to live.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you don't see a lot of people of color of different kinds of, well, they're here.
They're here.
They're here.
Yes,
and
very,
you know,
powerful.
And we need to, sometimes I, and you've heard me say this on the show, we need to move past color and into culture.
Yes.
You know, and we talked about one time cultural reciprocity.
Yes.
And you knowing a little bit about my background, which is substantially different than your background.
Yes.
You know, and
isn't
I think
that nice?
That's the way that we get to know each other, trust each other, figure out ways to talk to each other, that kind of thing.
Right. Figure out ways to talk with each other.
What is the, what's the biggest problem? Or concern. I won't say problem. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest concern, man, because you are tied in so closely with all these different organizations, which are minorities and many groups here. What's your biggest concern here?
I think homelessness.
For Shasta County.
Homelessness and having people be able to equally access resources and building that understanding of the diversity and understanding that even though someone may be of a different skin tone or a different faith tradition or no faith, a lot of people in the North State, their tradition of connecting with the sacred is going out in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just as important and as valuable as if you're going to a synagogue, temple, or church. And so building that awareness so that we're really building understanding and giving a place where each other can learn from the differences throughout the community, just not a small group, but we can be different and still honor and respect each other and hear each other.
Absolutely. And, and that works on all ways.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we hear so much that the problem is strictly if you're white. And it's not, that's not true.
No,
that's
not
true. Absolutely. And I'm so happy to hear, you know, you and Susan are saying, you know what, this goes around. So we need to, all of us, be able to accept the others. And there, we are going to have foibles. We are going to have things in our background. But how do we get past that in a calm way?
Yes.
You know, and not be beating each other with signs that say peace.
Yeah.
I saw a sign the other day, and it had something like that, you know, get along. He was holding it up on a baseball bat, you know. So, it was, you know, that was the back of it. So he was holding it up like, oh, well, good. If that's not peace, it's not going to work here. Homelessness. Let's talk about homelessness. Should we throw out every plan we've got right now because it obviously doesn't work, or start anew?
Well, I think the Hope Van has done a great outreach to the community and continues to do so, providing medical care, and they send out from Shasta Community Health Center a team of doctors that go out into the encampments and take care of the medical needs, because some people aren't able to come in for services. So you have the Hope Van, and then I was recently talking with Barry Tippin of the City of Reading, and they said they have a plan coming up where they're really going to try to institute housing, you know, to care. You can't just put up houses. You have to put up caseworkers. You have to have a plan in place where you can...
You have to have support for that housing.
Support and accountability. That's the important thing. It's a, you know, like, for, I would think that the people who, whoever it is that they're housing, that with the caseworkers, it's like, it's almost as if you're not on probation, but you've got somebody every 3 weeks or once a week. How you doing? What's the plan?
You need to have, and Barry was on the show the other day, and we're talking about this. You know, the thing is, you can't just, there's two schools of thought. One, you just give people housing, and there's no rules. Salt Lake tried that. And if you remember what disaster that was. San Antonio, though, did the one, we're going to give you housing, but there are rules, and you have to progress from there. I think most people in our community would not mind something like that, that people come in, they get have some kind of skin in the game, but they have to progress forward to getting off homelessness, being trained for a job, and moving forward that way. I have no problem with that. I mean, that can be nothing but a winner for our community. We haven't seen that. I mean, well, we see little drips and drabs of it.
Right, we do. And I think that I don't mind the drips and drabs, because one of the things that we have to think about when we think about homeless people is they are not all alike. They are not the same domino, you know. And one of the great programs that's coming up is, I mean, one of the issues we have is, what do we do with a person who doesn't have a place to live when they leave the hospital with a bag full of medicine? You know, do we let them go to a homeless camp when they need to do any of a variety of things? So in Shasta Lake now, they're renovating some houses. They're going to put those people that are leaving the hospitals into those houses, maybe on a temporary basis.
Was that out of Health and Human Services that bought those houses, or is this a separate entity?
No, the housing people bought the houses.
All right.
But I think looking at individual groups within the homeless group, you mm-hmm. talked about how are we going to solve this problem. Mm-hmm. I think we have to solve it by looking at people are not all alike when they're labeled homeless.
No, they
come with different sets of problems, different issues. Some of them are family. Some of them have children. Some of them have never lived in a house ever in their whole entire life, which is a frightening thought.
Isn't
it? It is. And
aren't they called feral? Feral homeless?
Well, there's a lot of mental health, too.
A lot of substance use issues. I mean,
well,
everybody's a little different.
Let's roll into that when we get back, if you
okay.
don't mind, because the Reading Police, under Bill Shuler, along with the county, he's quick to give the county a lot of accolades on this, has got a new program that they're starting up, too. But this portion, we were talking about people in the street, this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Now, I teach, everybody knows, I teach for Northern Firearms Instruction. Here's the thing. People, the police, as good as they are, and the sheriffs, as good as they are, just can't be everywhere. And we just had an incident out there in Enterprise Park with the lady with the machete and the gun that was out there by a kid's birthday party. Now, I can probably tell you, because it said in there, that she was under the influence of drugs and other things. Thank God. There was no violence in the sense of her hurting anybody, including herself. But things like that happen. And that's why people take this class. That's why there's almost 12,000 people in Shasta County that have a concealed carry. Mm-hmm. They do it not to go out there and pick a fight, because it never happens like that. It's there to protect their family in their homes and throughout on something like this. If you want to learn more about taking that first step into protecting yourself, protecting your family safely, and knowing all the laws and knowing how to use your firearm safely, go to Northern Firearms Instruction at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. 5:17 in the morning, 8:33 out there, 65 degrees. It's going to be beautiful today. Clear. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Welcome back to our morning show.
Don't
here
get me started dancing. I started Saturday night at the rodeo, and I haven't stopped.
That's right.
You know what? In fact, time. You know, out on the range yesterday, I was kind of like doing some moonwalking and some back, and you know, I was kind of like busting a move or two.
All right.
My friend Donald Jim, the Marine that I was with, we were teamed up in Iraq the last time. It was his birthday, and one time for God knows what reason, in our battle gear, I danced a little bit. And he said, never do that again. And so when I called him to wish him happy birthday, he goes, oh, that's great. And I said, guess what I'm doing? He goes, I have no idea. I said, hey, I'm busting some moves just for you. He says, don't ever do that again. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Powerhouse Solar. You know, it's getting to be fire season, which means PG&E is going to be turning off your power. Am I being cynical here? No, I am being truthful. But if you have solar, and the solar from Powerhouse Solar, an elite dealer for SunPower, it makes financial sense. And now you can get to SunPower, SunVault batteries and solar, because, you know, you have the batteries there that, you know, that soaks up that solar energy so you can use it during the night. So even if PG&E has a little brownout problem, you won't. And you can get up to 26% federal tax credits for this. Keep the lights on when the grid goes down. Give Powerhouse Solar a phone call today at 275-5600. 275-5600. And by the way, they are looking for electricians now to join their company. They have a great, great financial plan there for you if you want to work there, and a retirement plan. Powerhouse Solar. Okay, we're here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and Lynn Fritz, who is here today to talk about the interfaith community. Blah, blah, blah.
Shasta Interfaith.
I got interfaith out of that. You know what? Don't trust me, because I'll put different words. One day I used the term Shasta Land Trust, and it was wrong.
Oh.
It had to do with something that was going on with the city and the battle out there at Ready Ranch Rio.
Well, we're on limited time here.
It wasn't me. It was the other guy that said it, and I just said it after he said it. And did I get a phone call when that was over. So don't trust me with getting all the names right. Okay.
But you have gotten Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and that's not an easy one.
No, but
so thank you for that.
Your acronym is SCAR. Yeah, I like that, SCAR. Okay, now, when we left, it was like, what should we do as a community, as a group, united?
Yes, that
would
be good.
I mean, everybody, united, because we all hate this homeless problem for a variety of reasons. Some feel sorry for them. Others are saying it's running our city because people come in and they see all this stuff and they don't want to be here. So what do we do, Lynn?
You know, I agree that what you have to provide housing, get them off the street, because what we know from looking at the cost, we would save money, the money that's spent on ER visits and incarceration going in and out of the system. We actually save money by housing. But it can't be housing only. You have to have caseworkers, because you're dealing with people that have addiction issues and mental health issues. You have to provide some form of treatment that helps them to reestablish stability in their life. And, you know, what's really nice is here in Redding, California, we have a couple schools right here in our community that bring out licensed and marriage and family therapists. We have National University and we have Simpson University. So they have these students coming out all the time, and they're looking for places to get their internship and their first introduction into the field under supervision by a licensed therapist. So if you could partner with them, I think Barry Tippin, when I was talking with him, I don't know all the extents of the planning they're doing, but it sounds like something hopeful for the first time, which I'm hoping happens. Because, you know, if you have a mentally ill person or someone that's dealing with substance abuse, just putting them in a house is not going to solve a problem.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
We had a halfway house across the street from us. With an in-house resident manager, and the whole neighborhood was concerned that this was going to happen. As it turns out, Linda, did we ever have a problem?
No, we did not.
I think that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Is we didn't, because they had in-house mentoring there. Now they changed as they progressed out of there. More people came in, but you're right. You can't just leave them in there.
Right.
That does not work.
Does not work.
And it just gives them a place to shoot up.
And you also have to plan for their future. So we do have a lot of people who go into halfway houses or housing that is temporary. And that's turned out to be an issue. You know, you quote, solve the problem, and then the problem suddenly is unsolved. And we have to look at it in short term, but also long term housing, I think.
Well, the mentoring is what is important here because, you know, somebody like, say, gets out of addiction and now they're in a safe environment with brothers and sisters. And now it's like, now I don't even know if I can be on the street. I don't know what to do. I don't, you know, there's,
I need a job.
There's
I
a fear. It's easier to go back into maybe dysfunctional, but it's a knowing dysfunctionality than the next step. And that's where great teams of mentoring is important.
Right. And we all go back to what we know best.
Right.
You know, we go back to what has worked for us in the past. It's scary to do something new and different. And we have to acknowledge that fear, that discomfort that people have when they do something new and different, you know, that they've not done before.
Well, I'm really huge into planning. And
yes.
We need like a 5-year plan.
Oh, yeah.
People buy into.
A 10-year plan.
Well, 10 years, but with a 5-year plan. But that people buy into, that we can move people forward.
We have 2 more minutes before Lynn has to leave and we take a break. Can you? Yeah, I know it's going by fast. So, shoot.
We want people to really look at what the Shasta Interfaith is doing and participate. And we do a Thanksgiving service annually. Last year it was virtual. But to also look around your neighborhood, look around your areas of influence on the street. You know, I remember Jonathan Anderson's talking about when you meet a homeless person, the most important thing you do is smile and say hello. Well, reaching out to people, even though they may look different or be different than yourself, say hello. Talk to them. Get to know them. You know, building that understanding. I'm not an advocate for tolerance. I'm an advocate for understanding. Because tolerance to me means putting up with. We need to really look at what's this person about. When we talk to people and find out what they're about, they are remarkable. We all have stories to tell and share about our journey.
There's the cultural reciprocity.
Absolutely. So, you know, just commenting on the homelessness, too, I think it's imperative that we as a community, I mean, just out of compassion, we should be working to help the homeless, but also using our mind and what they have discovered in other communities, how to set up something that really works. Good News Rescue Mission, they have been successful in their rehabilitation. That's a great model to incorporate.
And yet they get attacked because they bring you know, Christianity or religion,
a faith-based
after you've been there, you can stay there 30 days and nobody says anything, but if you're going to get in the program, it is faith-based. And yet they get attacked for that, for I don't know why, because it's still, you know, last time I looked, it was voluntary.
Yes, but it works for Christians.
Right, yeah. That's what I was going to say. It works for Christians, and that's why we have to have such a wide variety. We have to know what each person is about and what each person needs.
Well,
no,
and I understand that.
You know?
But what I was getting at is the fact that they got attacked for that.
Yeah.
But you're right. We have to reach across, because like you said, some people find God in the trees and in the rivers. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that as long as you live by certain tenets. Mm-hmm. Of life.
And some people are atheists or agnostic, you know. You have to be able, everyone has a belief system.
And as long as that belief system somewhere in there is not respectful. Not harming other people, taking responsibility and all those kind of things. And I fully agree. So you got to reach across the spectrum there.
Yes.
So, well, you know what? Right now what you have is kind of a small group. Mm-hmm. Even though you reach out to a lot of people. So and I know the city is working to put people in housing with this mentoring program, which is a great idea. I know the veterans have groups that do that. So what's the next big step?
I think continuing to reach out to the community. SCAR, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and Shasta Interfaith are looking at trying to present educational programs every month.
That's right.
On diversity. And how to build that respect and
how to build a response to the diversity. So one of the ones that we're talking about right now is training people who find themselves as bystanders in awkward situations, in situations where there's violence,
where there's prejudice, you know, discrimination happening. How can we speak out in a way, and what to do? You know, if we need assistance from police, you know, to act instead of just, people are sometimes caught off guard. And so to help them prepare, if they encounter a situation, they can be part of the solution versus just standing by and watching
it. It doesn't have to end up in violence.
Mm-hmm. Right?
It can be a number of different things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lynn Fritz has got to run right now because she's got something else that she has going.
Thank you so much.
So we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. veteran-owned business that gives just magnificent haircuts. In fact, I'm calling today to get my haircut this week. They work on appointments, 244-9478. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and man's last stronghold. I'm sorry, I've just got to say it. I don't know how much diversity is in that, but it's men of any shape, color, religion, faith, you name it. Your hair is equal in Cypress Square Barbershop.
And you get yours cut
along. We'll be right back.
Shasta County, my name is Melody Fowler, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comente. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, and in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Our tribute concert series lineup will keep you entertained with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Performing today's pop charts, rock and roll, classics to country music.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets 15 each for a table of 10 for $130. Lineup and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Well, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. It's Monday, the 17th of May, 8:52 in the morning. It's 64 degrees today. It's going to be beautiful today and tomorrow. And
currently Wednesday, 65 degrees.
And Thursday is going to start kind of clouding up. Friday, we may be getting some. What are we going to be getting?
No. We have clear skies. We have a couple, you know, some clouds, but really just the whole week looks like we've got you know, beautiful weather with our 70s. And let's see, we've got the weekend is going to be up in the 80s. But
well,
we've got,
you know what? That's what the weather thing says. Yeah. But I was watching the weather today from our local people, and they're saying thunderstorms.
Oh.
So possible. So
put your plants outside.
So let's take a 50. I will say, as they said, it was going to, there was a chance for rain Friday and Saturday, and they were absolutely right. Friday a little
bit. Oh, my gosh. We were
Saturday
in it at the rodeo.
A lot. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. Lynn Fritz was here talking with the Shasta
Interfaith.
Interfaith. And, you know, she gave a list of so many different organizations.
23
different organizations. Uh-huh. Yeah. And we were talking about the homeless and the... Somebody... You've lived in the Middle East. So
I have.
Kind of switch it. You and I were kind of talking about what was going on right now in Israel and the Palestinian people, or at least parts of them. You've lived in the Middle East. In fact, you lived in Iraq.
I did.
Well, I've lived in Iraq several years myself. Not like you, though. And the, yeah, I was with, you know, 25, 50,000 of my closest friends.
And I was there before, and you were, before you were there.
But you were there when things were relatively peaceful.
That's true.
Israel has been an ally of our country. Ally of our country. What have you thought of Trump? Kushner did get agreements with some of the Middle Eastern states to recognize Israel, and they were spreading. So they're kind of bringing some kind of normalcy back. And now, boom, 1,500 rockets into Israel. What do you think? You're looking at both sides of this because you, like I said, you've lived there, and it's never one side totally. But when
absolutely.
You see something like this happening, do you see that everything that's been worked for years just kind of being wiped off the map?
In a way, I do. But the one thing I would say is when we have an agreement, when an agreement is made. Not necessarily the United States is involved with that, but when an agreement is made, then both sides need to stick with that agreement. And that is a problem that Israel has. We decided that we want that 22 acres over there. Boop! You Palestinians leave, I'll take my 22 acres. That's not working. Same thing goes for the Palestinians. You know, they make an agreement and then they break their agreement. I guess it goes to my basic thing, and that is we have to build some trust over there. We have to build trust between the two of them. I think Netanyahu needs to go. That, if you ask me what I think needs to happen, I think that we need somebody else to lead that country for a while.
Well, Netanyahu? Netanyahu. He's in trouble over there.
He's in trouble. And this is part of the reason that he's in trouble.
But he is the one that the Israelis have rallied around because they believe he can keep them safe.
Right. He leads a group that recognizes Orthodox Jews at a higher level than other leaders.
It's kind of like this state, like FDR. People believed that he was going to keep them safe.
Yeah. This is a terribly difficult situation. You know, there's... I think heads of state and cabinets of state debate this, and nobody's come up with a solution.
Well, I tell you what, there's been times in contact where you just get into a 360 and shoot in every direction because you're just not sure who your allies are over there. The whole thing is, I don't know if it's going to have to take two generations of people and just kind of like beam them up, Scotty. And start it all over again might be a way to do it, but we can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
What it just seemed like the Middle East was starting to settle down, and now this has started. Now, I'm not blaming this on Joe Biden at all, but since he's taken over, things have started happening, and I hate to think of Americans, American men and women, like those young Marines that were here this weekend, mm-hmm. are going to go back in combat over in the Middle East, a mm-hmm. never-ending war.
I mean, that's the longest war in our history. I call it the 20-year war myself, but that's been
a
really long...
It could easily be the 100-year war if we don't get
things... If we don't get things organized, right.
Well, Susan, thanks so much for coming in here. It's the third Monday of every month, and you always bring in an interesting...
Almost a year we've been doing this.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Shall we keep on doing it?
Oh, absolutely.
As long as you keep paying us $5,000 a month, we can get you right in here. No,
pay our light bill.
But there's so many things that are great about our community, mm-hmm. and it is an interfaith community, and there are a lot of people that are we have a very diverse community, even though people, if you look
don't
at
recognize
numbers,
that sometimes
you look at numbers, you're 98% white.
That really hurts, actually, when I apply for grants. I applied for a grant, and I called up. I said, why didn't I get this? It was really a good grant. And she said, well, you don't have people of color in your neighborhood, and I thought, no, but we've got one of the highest poverty rates in the state, and if that isn't another culture and another group that should be recognized, So thank you for helping us open up that whole vision of what's right and what's not right.
That's absolutely. You may have to finish this, honey. I'm choking on my coffee. Okay. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Tomorrow, who do we have on tomorrow? Oh. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Oh, well, great. That helps us. Right. Tune in.
It's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.